If you were to go to the banks of the Snake River, downstream of Milner Dam near Burley, you wouldn't see much more than a trickle of water. That's because the Federal Bureau of Reclamation shut off the river flow on June 4th. For at least 25 miles, there isn't enough water for a kayaker to paddle through. Idaho Power runs the hydroelectric plant at the dam and says the zero flow is impacting its operations as well. So where is the water above the dam going? According to Mike Buse at the Bureau of Reclamation, farmers and ranchers with irrigation rights are getting first priority. Buse says the Bureau is carrying out the policy from the Idaho Comprehensive State Water Plan. But the hydrologist says the Snake River below Milner Dam has been running dry at some point every year since at least 1907. This year, the zero flows happen to be earlier than usual, and farmers with crops that demand a lot of irrigation are using the water at high volumes.
We had an almost adequate snowpack, but limited carryover storage. And just like last year, the demand, because of the warm weather and lack of precipitation, came on early and are quite high for this season.
Buse says the river starts to fill up once it reaches Shoshone and Twin Falls. He says by Buell, the Snake is once again a normal flowing Idaho River. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.